Good afternoon, everybody. I'll be talking about the yield exclusion effect of the Farm Bill 2014 and on non-irrigated cotton farm of representative cotton farm of Lane County. So what the APH yield exclusion does is the farmer can choose the which year to exclude depend upon if RMA allows them to do it. The RMA gives the year if they can exclude from the APH calculation yield, the approved yield, which will make their liability amount increase. That will effectively increase the coverage level when they use the yield exclusion, and the premium are also proportional to the increase in the yield due to the yield exclusion. But the subsidy doesn't say. What it's say doing is, if they increase the yield 20% or 10% from 60% coverage level, the yield is going up 10%, and the coverage level may go up 10%, depends upon that. But the subsidy is for 60%. It doesn't go, if the effective coverage is 70%, subsidy is still 60%. So farmer may have benefit on choosing the yield exclusion and may have paid a little bit less due to subsidy effect. But I'll more discuss on that later. So what I'm going to do is, what is going on with the optimal choice policy, optimal choice of the crop insurance underlying policy, revenue protection, yield protection with harvest price exclusion, and choice of shallow loss insurance, SCO and stacks. SCO and stacks both are triggered by county, so if one of them is depending upon county, but in case of the SCO, it is triggered by county, but they are paid under the farm, their own farm liability. So that may have effect on how the SCO coverage level is chosen by the farmer, if on the optimal choice. So I constructed a focus of 25-acre representative farm of a lean county for a high-yielding farm and low-yielding farm. And I choose the 20%. I just assume a 20% if the farmer is choosing yield exclusion, and there is a 20% increase in the approved yield due to the yield exclusion, then what will happen to the benefit for the farmers? So, 2,500 acres dryland cotton farm. And for low productivity farm, the average mean yield was 204 pounds per acre. And for high is 494 pounds per acre. On those two cases, if we assume the increasing of approved yield by 20% due to the yield exclusion, that will go from 304 to 335 pounds per acre. And for high productivity, 494 to 543 pounds per acre. That's from the construction of the distribution, elicitation of the yield from the farmers. So going on the results for the high-yield farm, you can see the first column is for the without yield exclusion, second is for the with yield exclusion increasing 20%. On both the scenario, the optimal choice is the 75% coverage level for yield protection, revenue protection, harvest price, and revenue protection, harvest price exclusion. And I have only given the revenue protection shallow loss insurance because that was the optimal amount. Among all the three choices with the SCO. And for the staff, I have the skill revenue protection, that was the most optimal on those scenarios. And 75% is the optimal on my simulation study with 90 to 75% coverage of stats and 120% protection factor. What we can see is with yield exclusion, farmer is getting, with 20% increase in approved yield, it's almost 65% increase in the benefit with yield exclusion on yield protection, and most optimally the revenue protection stats. But the difference between having a revenue shallow loss insurance and underlying policy only is not that farmer may not be able to identify the couple of dollar benefit, because this is the simulation model you sometimes get, it may not have much. And SCO is also not much, because you can see the SCO is 34 with the yield exclusion, on 75, that's the maximum benefit they can get. But revenue protection, you get 35. So it's better off for a farmer to go to underlying policy than to buy a CO in low yield. So looking at the same result in a graph, on the x-axis there is a choice of the underlying policy. The left one is, this one is the yield, without yield exclusion, that one is the with yield exclusion of 20% increase. You can see these dotted lines, you can see clearly, these dotted lines are for the SCO and the solid line are for the online policy, yield protection, revenue protection, and revenue protection harvest price exclusion. So in all those three cases, comparing SCO and underlying policy, because they both are paid on the farm liability, not the county, only because SCO is triggered by county, but the protection is best, they are paid under the farm. So on both the cases, when there is trigger for SCO, even though the SCO is triggered and they are paid, farmers are well off buying underlying policy only in all the scenarios. In case of in yield exclusion also, that's the same thing. The benefit doesn't change, but they have higher. The benefit doesn't change. What I'm saying is the SCO doesn't have any significant difference benefit with yield exclusion. Comparing SCO and stacks, again, the x-axis is the choice of coverage level, and this is for the 70% underlying coverage level, and on top of that, they have the stacks. So 75% of coverage level from 75 to 85, if I'm comparing this with stacks and SCO, I'm not going up to the 9, the graph doesn't show that the stacks are up to 90%. The green one on the top is from 75 to 90, but the purple and blue is from 80. Because I want to compare the benefit for choosing stacks and SCO is similar. The difference is all the premium, and they are paid on the county, the SCO is paid on the farm. So with that, stacks is almost always beneficial, while SCO, without YE or with YE. Even if that is 20% increase in approved yield. Looking at the low yielding farm, again the benefit is lower because it's a low yielding farm, they have low yield, but the proportion is we had around 60% increase in benefit with yield exclusion. Here it's around 40% increase in yield exclusion. With the yield exclusion, the farmer is getting 40% higher per acre dollar benefit with the yield exclusion policy, and all the optimal choice policies are same as high yielding farm as the low yielding farm. And we can see the same thing here, the choice of underlying policy is better than in addition to choosing SCO or stacks. But if you want to choose stacks or SCO, stacks is better for low yielding farm and also for high-yielding farm. In the conclusion, like stacks revenue protection, if we are looking for the maximum optimal policy, stacks revenue protection with underlying policy as a revenue protection as a 75% as underlying policy is the most optimal policy under the parameter that is considered on this study. And looking at the salary loss, SCO program, endorsement program, revenue protection is alone will be, farmer will be well better off choosing the standalone revenue protection than SCO. And that is a couple of reasons, because of the premium cost, there is a flat, there is no standard, there is the only flat subsidy rate for the SCO and the stacks. The subsidy doesn't change over the change in coverage level for SCO or SAC. And for SCO especially, it's triggered by the county. So if county, there is no trigger from the county, they are not paid on the farm. So that are a couple of reasons. Standalone revenue protection is better off than SCO. And the premium for SCO is higher than SAC. The subsidy is 80% 65, that alone. But looking at the same coverage level, it can be up to depends upon on my what I, on this study I have around 49% higher to 10% higher premium cost for SEO than Stacks, depending on which coverage you want to choose. So, and finally, if the, with the 20% increase in your approved bill, if farmer is choosing to get the same benefit with the yield exclusion and without the yield exclusion, farmer can, if the farmer was choosing 75% last year without yield exclusion, they can get the same benefit with 65% yield, with yield exclusion. So decreasing 10% decrease would be beneficial for farmers if they want to choose to decrease the coverage level. Thank you.